I have another question because there was something that I was thinking about as you were talking, Steve, and that was there are a whole lot of books out that about, you know, how men really are going like bitchy women or something, or mean women, or what, that whole genre of books. Are you familiar
right.
with that?
The whole why men love bitches.
Yeah.
I know Sherry
What's
very
that?
Well. I was on her radio show when she, my book was out before hers, and
mm-hmm.
We were talking about her book, and my concern was at first, well, why men love bitches, well, why they hate them, too.
Yes.
You know, there's also another book, why men marry bitches.
Yes.
Say, why men divorce them, too. There, one appeals to, like, the sick side of things, and then there's another part. See, that's not love, though. That's the part that is true is about being yourself and being real. But that's not an identity that you want to lock into part of who you are. It just may be an occasional thing you throw out there just to be real. But
mm-hmm.
you want to be a sweetie and a hottie and a person and a pal and a prize.
I haven't
those,
read any of those books, but what is the appeal? I mean, obviously there is.
The appeal is it appeals to women who feel they've been wronged.
That's so interesting. So
the women buy it because they don't have to change. They can just
Well, it justifies their behavior.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if I wrote a book, Why Women Love Jerks? all the guys would go, yeah! You know, I like being a jerk, and they can love me like I am because that's how you get chicks. Well, you know, women would be, you know, would be really upset with that because those are the kind of guys that are abusive and create, you can't have any kind of stable life.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with if you're like identify with the bitch theme or whatever, is that you'll end up having a part-time relationship because
you won't
want to be around you that much.
I don't identify with that, but it seems to me that I've seen a lot of women who I think are just really bitchy who end up being in really long-term successful relationships, and I'm wondering how that works that way.
Well,
but are they with men that you'd want to be with?
Yeah, and is it really love? You just have to really be able on some level. I think you hit on this, Joan. If it really doesn't feel right to you, that
no,
you shouldn't endorse it. I think it's a great book title, and that's it. And I think it sells books, but I think that's you have to be very careful about. I did a lot of study on the idea of identities, and it's the equivalent is being a jerk. So
mm-hmm.
just think about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
You just don't want to be. So that's about all I can say is you can be strong without being bitchy. Or you can be nice without being weak, you know. There's,
mm-hmm.
the idea is to be strong in a constructive kind of way. And the women do that by understanding wisdom and truth and representing beauty and joy. So those, if you want to have the big words, it would be you represent wisdom and truth and beauty. You know, those are the things that you want to be. And do it in a modern way. And so that would be interesting to see. Sometimes you've got to find some honest feedback. I don't know who that would come from, but because your friends are more invested in you as a friend. But maybe you can, I don't know, pay somebody to be your honest feedback person. But I think if you love yourself for the things that you're great about, then it's just a matter of meeting more people. So I think that's probably the problem that people have. They don't meet enough people. So they're resorting to tricks. I hope
that's
that makes
a
sense.
Good insight. That's a really good insight, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you for your questions, Joan.
Yeah,
you're welcome.